This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill's Northeastern Redevelopment Plan gets its first test, which could begin as quickly as 45 days from now. Former faculty members at UNC want more involvement.
Many retired faculty members have felt that they've been just sort of sent on their way without even a gold watch.
And Chapel Hill cover of schools talking academic integrity tonight. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports,
we got to really continue to work on our own fundamentals.
Many coaches this week are looking at early season improvements to be made between the first game and the second game for their own team rather than focusing all their time on the opponent, including Carolina's Larry Fedora. And
Carolina football has scouted and recruited some wonderful walk-on stories.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
805, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 88 degrees. A lot of clouds today. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. And even warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll climb back into the low 90s. The town of Chapel Hill has received the first development application to build on property within the Ephesus Fordham District. Under the district's new rules, the project could get started in as little as 45 days. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Developers from East West Partners and Scott Murray Land Planning have filed an application with the town of Chapel Hill to build a six-story multi-use development on the site of the former Village Plaza Theater on South Elliott Road. The project, known as Village Plaza Apartments, would include approximately 266 apartments, 15,000 square feet of retail space, and a parking deck. It's the first application to build under the new form-based zoning the town council adopted for the Ephesus Fordham District in May. The code lays out the general parameters such as building height and parking requirements for each region. While the project requires review by town planners and the Community Design Commission, it does not need to come before the town council for final approval. If the application meets all the guidelines, it could be approved in 45 days. The Community Design Commission will meet September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to review the Village Plaza apartment application. The town council may choose to review the project after that, but council members won't be able to mandate any changes to the plan. For a link to the full application, visit our website, chapelborough.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A lot of our local governing bodies will get back to business this week and next week. Local government officials returning to their seats beginning this week, and some are doing so in new and improved venues. The Orange County Commissioners, for example, will reconvene for the first time tonight in the newly renovated historic Whitted Building in Hillsborough. The second floor was remodeled to create a permanent meeting space for the board at a cost of about $1.5 million. And more than a year since the great flood of 2013, Chapel Hill Town Hall has finally reopened. The revamped council chambers will host its first meeting of 2014 next Monday night. When most of the first floor of that building was flooded last June, the town took the opportunity to not only fix what was broken, what was damaged, but also to update the layout of several departments and renovate the council meeting room. Since then, the nine-member board has squeezed into a much smaller space at the Orange County Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Now, the council's meeting space is completely updated and open to the public. The full town hall renovations will be completed this fall at an estimated cost of $1.1 million. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education will resume meeting tonight after a short break to discuss plans to promote and enforce academic honesty throughout the system. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
According to a report via Schools Superintendent Tom Forcella's office to the Board of Education, quote, "The need for cultural change at the district's high schools is urgent and apparent." That conclusion is at least partly based on the findings of a committee formed last year to focus on academic integrity throughout the school system. The committee, which is co-chaired by an assistant principal from each high school, met frequently last year, and its work with concerned stakeholders to implement Strategy 3.4 is ongoing. Strategy 3.4 is part of the school system's long-range plan for 2013 to 2018, which is posted on the CHCCS website. The plan is separated into five goals, and Strategy 3.4 states that the school system should, quote, "foster a renewed emphasis on academic and personal integrity." That item is listed under Goal 3, which reads, quote, "The culture of CHCCS will be one that encourages innovation, risk-taking, excitement for learning, and personal growth in a trusting partnership with the community." The committee conducted 9 focus groups during the spring semester. The groups consisted of students, staff, and parents. They were asked 4 questions. What is an appropriate consequence for violating the honor code? What is the desired outcome for disciplinary consequences? In what ways do consequences lead to desired outcomes? And on what other aspects of the academic experience should integrity policies focus? Parents and educators offered a variety of answers to each question, and some key themes emerged. Academic integrity is an issue of culture as much as it is an issue of learning, according to teachers, who offered that breaches of academic integrity can be caused by many factors. They mentioned peer pressure, competitiveness, stress, and apathy, among others. They also said that policies should be clear and consistent throughout the school system. Some themes that emerge from parents who responded include the importance of communicating to students that cheating is, quote, not a winning solution to the academic rigors of high school, and that assignments should encourage critical thinking. In June of 2013, a student-led survey of juniors and seniors shed light on academic pressure in the district's high schools. Responders to that survey recommended dropping class ranking, holding students more accountable for online courses, and offering stress-reducing activities throughout the school day. Cheating at Chapel Hill High School made national news back in 2008. 4 students were suspended as a result of 2 cheating incidents. One involved the use of a master key that had apparently been passed down by graduating seniors for years for the purpose of secretly entering a teacher's office. Tonight's meeting of the Board of Education takes place at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center in Chapel Hill. You can find a link to tonight's meeting agenda for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education, as well as other information mentioned in this story, on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And the Orange County Commissioners will meet tonight to approve the use of school facilities for public recreation. They'll vote on a resolution to do that. That comes from the Intergovernmental Parks Work Group, a 27-member committee with representatives from Orange County and all towns in the county, school systems, and park advisory boards, as well as other park and conservation interests. To date, resolutions to make school facilities more available for public recreational use have been adopted by governing bodies in Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Chapel Hill, as well as the school boards for Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro. They will meet in the Whitten Building starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Some former UNC faculty members want to be more involved with the university, and soon they may have just such an opportunity. Professor Emeritus Andrew Doublestein is a member of the Retired Faculty Association, which is hopeful in creating the UNC Academy of Emeriti Scholars. But first, Doublestein says it's important to know just where everyone stands.
We said, well, we don't know what, we have absolutely no idea about what retired faculty as a group or as many of the individuals are even thinking about.
The retired faculty's most notable recent public expression came back in April when 30 former professors signed a letter written to the News and Observer conveying concern that the university has been quiet about the lengthy academic improprieties. Currently, UNC is awaiting the report on a review Washington, D.C.-based attorney Kenneth Weinstein is conducting. That review is searching for any academic improprieties that reach further back than what took place in the African and Afro-American Studies Department between 1997 and 2011, when Department Chair Julius Nangoro resigned as department head. He was forced into an early retirement just a year later. Doublestein says the relationship between the university and its former faculty has been poor in the past.
Many retired faculty members have felt that they've been just sort of sent on their way without even a gold watch. This has, over the years, left some rather hard feelings with individual retired faculty and the university.
However, Doublestein does say that efforts have been made to correct that situation.
Ron Strauss was designated to provide some connection between the university and a retired faculty member. And Ron has done really a very good job at trying to encourage the development of the Retired Faculty Association and its ability to provide services to retired faculty.
Strauss has many titles, including Executive Vice Provost. He was appointed to assist with retired faculty by former Chancellor Holden Thorpe. Doblestein says the Faculty Council at Carolina recently opened up a couple of spots so that retired faculty can be a part of the decision-making. Currently, Jonathan House is filling one of the retired faculty spots and will serve until 2015. There is not a second retired faculty member listed on the council. A survey was recently conducted of the retired faculty facilitated by the university. In order to get a baseline of what the former professors want to have access to at UNC, Doblestein says now that information can be expanded upon this month at a special gathering.
The first part of this meeting will be a kind of report back to the retired faculty what this survey showed in regard to faculty's relationship with the university. The second part will be specific discussions about the initiative for the retired faculty, where we will actually begin to sign up retired faculty members for participation.
That meeting he's talking about is being held at the Friday Center for Continuing Education on Tuesday, September 16th from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Strauss, as well as Faculty Chair Bruce Cairns, are scheduled to attend. Doblestein says it's designed as an open meeting in order to give anyone who is interested the chance to express their concerns as well as their visions for moving forward. For more information about the Retired Faculty Association or the proposed Academy of Emeriti Scholars, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic is picking up out there in I-40 westbound right now. Seeing some delays between just about Apex Highway and, that's Miami Boulevard. I'm a little further east than I'm thinking. I-40 westbound between Miami Boulevard and right around the airport, seeing some delays. So be on the lookout there. Watch for the taillights. Also, the same thing on 15501 northbound and southbound, as well as Raleigh Road. That's NC-54. Just look for those slowdowns as traffic is picking up here this morning during rush hour. No accidents being reported, though, and no major delays out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron, I was driving home yesterday. I couldn't believe this. Everybody starts slowing down. Mm-hmm. Finally get to where the incident was, and I see off in the shoulder, off in the grass, that there's these two, three kind of lawn chairs, just kind of, that it looks like somebody just threw them out in the grass over there. Mm. Like, man, that's weird. One of them was kind of mangled, so one of them probably got hit. And then we finally get up to what really is slowing everybody down, and there is glass spread across all three lanes of I-40. I was heading eastbound. No. This was a mile before the Apex Highway exit. And what had happened was a lawn furniture set had fallen out of the back of the car, and the table was a glass top table.
Oh.
And it just shattered. The frame of it was still left there, but the rest of it had shattered across, you know, the glass part had shattered, and it was just spread across the whole. It was remarkable. Everybody's kind of trying to, you know, pull around it and not run over the glass and everything, but there was no way to avoid it. So luckily, not hearing of any situations like that right now, but that one was quite the event.
Well, hopefully all that glass has been cleaned up.
I hope so.
Nobody has flat tires because of that. Man, that's such a nightmare when that happens.
Yeah, it is.
And as you said, there's not a lot you can do about it.
I wonder if the guy or girl realized he had lost his or her table set.
Well, by the time they got home or wherever
they sure
going,
did then, yeah.
They did. I'm sure of that. Hey, well, listen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you in just a little while here.
All right.
Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by the outstanding executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Boy, they do some good stuff over there. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Warming up now a little bit, 74 degrees, mostly cloudy, 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms, probably later in the afternoon. Our high today about 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain still, and even a chance of rain after midnight. Low tonight about 70. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and our high tomorrow in the low 90s, so a little bit of a break from the extreme heat today, but it's going to be right back up there tomorrow.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
There was a debate last night, the first debate between Democratic North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan and Republican House Speaker Tom Tillis. It brought some uncomfortable moments for each, but also the chance to present positive images to the voters. Hagan had to explain during last night's televised debate why some state residents saw their policies canceled under the federal health care overhaul for which she voted. Tillis, meanwhile, had to defend the GOP legislature's education budgets against accusations that cuts are hurting classroom instruction. The hour-long debate marked the first major post-Labor Day event of a national struggle between the political parties for Senate control. Republicans have to gain 6 seats in order to win the Senate majority and have long listed North Carolina as a top target in the country. The next debate will take place on October 7th. In news around town this morning, all the elementary and middle schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District have started a composting program this year to help reduce waste and provide compost for local farms and gardens. District Sustainability Coordinator Dan Snitzer says he hopes it'll be a learning experience for the students as well. And school officials say the program is expected to keep about 143 tons of waste out of the landfill. You can read this story and all our other news around town stories on our website at chapelboro.com. Go there and click on the News Around Town link. It's 8:20 at WCHL. Time now for championship sports. Carolina football coming again this weekend. Tar Heels take on San Diego State. A lot of coaches, including Coach Larry Fedorna, are looking at where their teams can improve from week 1 to week 2. That is so critical for that to happen. WCHL's Princess Streeter has the story on the Tar Heels.
UNC football opened its first game as a top 25 ranked team since 2010 against the Liberty Flames Saturday. And the win was a good sign to those nervously anticipating another winning season from the Heels. Carolina had a slow start in the first half, trailing by 1 point in the early minutes of the third quarter. Just as it seemed the second half wasn't going to be much better than the first, the momentum was quickly shifted by a 33-yard catch from starting quarterback Marquise Williams to receiver Mac Hollins, and then an explosive 19-yard pick six from Jeff Schottmer 13 seconds later. Liberty's offense didn't have much of a response thereafter, and UNC continued to convert defensive stops into points to pull out a 56-29 victory. As much as head coach Larry Fedora enjoyed that second half, he repeatedly noted in an ACC teleconference Wednesday that there is a need for improvement from all positions on the field, especially against next week's hard-hitting threat from the Mountain West, the San Diego State Aztecs.
Well, we got to really continue to work on our own fundamentals. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, we've got to make sure we tackle well. We've got to make sure that we block well. We've got to take care of the football offensively, and we got to continue to create turnovers on defense.
As former defensive coordinator for the Aztecs, head coach Rocky Long takes pride in the defensive strength and efficiency of his team, which may prove a challenge for a young and notably undersized Carolina offensive line.
I just want to see us become more consistent up front, you know, with basically the fundamentals and the scheme that we're running. I want them just to see them improve a little bit each week. I mean, we don't have to be end of the season at our best right now, but we do need to see improvement. And the style of defense that San Diego State runs makes it very difficult for a young offensive line.
Long is entering his fourth year as head coach at San Diego State University and is named the all-time winningest football coach in the Mountain West Conference. Fedora also mentioned one of his concerns is the offense under coordinator Bob Toledo, a coach with 39 years of collegiate coaching experience and a new addition to the Mesa.
Toledo does a great job with the offense. I mean, they are a West Coast style of offense. They are run the ball extremely well. They're very physical when they run the ball, but then they do a great job with their play-action passes. And, you know, if you look at them, they returned a punt for a touchdown in the opening game. They did some nice things in their special teams, so, you know, we'll have to match them up.
Senior receiver Azel Ruffin is the Aztec's season offensive threat, who was named to last year's Biletnikoff Award watch list and led the team with 68 catches, 1,136 yards, and 3 receiving touchdowns. When asked about a defensive response in sophomore cornerbacks Brian Walker and Dez Lawrence, who were suspended from the season opener against Liberty, Fedora said he had confidence coming out of fall camp in their aggressive defense and work on special teams this season. Saturday makes the second meeting between these two teams, as a peek through history shows a 20-13 win for the Heels in the 1998 Las Vegas Bowl. In addition, everyone attending the game is encouraged to wear blue or black according to their respective seating sections in the Tar Heels' first stripe-out game in Keenan Stadium at 8 o'clock p.m. Princess Streeter, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage of Saturday's game will begin at 5 p.m. with our exclusive UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Homes. We'll be broadcasting live from East Franklin Street right behind the big stone wall there in front of University United Methodist Church. That is the one with a great big steeple there that is now under construction. They're repairing it, refurbishing it. And we hope you will join us for our pregame coverage. The Countdown to Kickoff show will be followed immediately by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee, and then we will join the network. And again, that all starts at 5 o'clock. You may have noticed that some defenses in the Atlantic Coast Conference aren't waiting for passing situations to bring on an extra defensive back. Instead, they're starting with a nickel package. It's an effort to cover more ground and avoid mismatch against offenses that keep flooding the field with receivers and attacking from sideline to sideline without substituting. Carolina, Duke, Georgia Tech, North Carolina State, Virginia Tech, and Wake Forest are all using a 4-2-5, four linemen, two linebackers, and five defensive backs as their base scheme and the starting point for what they do each week. Other teams are using the nickel heavily, including reigning national champ Florida State. Remember Ted Roof, who used to be the head coach at Duke? Now he's Georgia Tech's defensive coordinator. Roof says the game has really evolved, and now defenses are just trying to match up and disguise coverages with the nickel package. A reminder that we have high school football again this week on WCHL. This week it is Chapel Hill versus Carrboro. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. It's 8:25.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina football has scouted and recruited some wonderful walk-on stories. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. We've talked about just what a hardship losing those 15 scholarships over 3 years was for Larry Fedora, especially because he had nothing to do with it. That's what he inherited when he came to UNC, and he had the attitude that the Tar Heels would just have to overcome their NCAA sanctions. One way Fedora and his staff have done that is to scout and recruit some non-scholarship players who all believed in one another. The coaches had to believe these invited so-called preferred walk-ons could eventually earn scholarships, and the kids had to believe in themselves. In some cases, they came to Chapel Hill after turning down full scholarships to other schools. In the 2014 Football Media Guide, the player profiles are more than dotted with bios that begin, "Came to Carolina as a walk-on." On the first two pages alone in the alphabetical listings, six players are identified as walk-ons, and Fedora talked about some of them this week after practice, such as scat back and special team star Mac Hollins, safety Dominique Green, and linebacker Jeff Schottmer, who I believe Fedora also said walked on without a scholarship. Now fully vested in the Tar Heel program, these kids are showing why they earned the coach's confidence and a scholarship after their first year or two here. Hollins followed up his freshman season when he was named special teams captain by catching two passes against Liberty, one for a 33-yard touchdown down the left sideline. Green recovered two fumbles, the second leading to a touchdown, and Schottmer picked off a pass and ran it back all the way to ignite the Tar Heel defense to force three straight turnovers. When Butch Davis took over a probation-laden Miami program, he got around the lost scholarships by signing several track stars to grants and aid in that sport and asked them to try out for football. Of course, that rule was changed when the NCAA figured out what he was doing. At UNC, Fedora is combing the list of high school players without quite enough speed, size, and savvy in high school who showed the potential to get faster, bigger, and better in college. And now the Tar Heels have come off probation and can recruit full classes of 25 signees from now on. Fedora has found a new way to find even more talent. Good going, Coach. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. One or two 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the most advanced products and procedures for facial anti-aging. Our newest addition, FDA-approved Juvederm Voluma, is the latest injectable facial filler to instantly add volume to the cheek area. It gives you a subtle lift, helping to restore contour and reveal a more youthful profile for up to 2 years. Overseen by board-certified dermatologists, the providers at Carolina MediSpa are specially trained to find the treatment that is right for you. Find out more by visiting carolinamedispa.com and get the lift you've been looking for.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off. Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and or anxiety reduction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
In the shotgun. Liberty shows pressure. They'll bring an extra man. Plenty of time, though. Queese going to take off. Has the first down and more. Give him six. Touchdown, Carolina.
WCHL presents Carolina Football. We bring you Carolina versus San Diego State this Saturday night at 8 in Kenan Stadium.
Exclusive pregame coverage on WCHL begins with a UNC Healthcare countdown to kickoff. Presented by Stanley Martin Homes. Starting at 5. Only on WCHL. It is time now for WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and it looks pretty good, actually, 74 degrees. If you don't mind a little rain, we might get some later in the afternoon, and that might be a good thing because haven't had much in the last few days, and we might need to cool things off a little bit. It will get rather warm today, high today in the upper 80s. We have a 40% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then partly cloudy after midnight with just a slight chance of rain, low about 70 degrees overnight. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, warmer, though, with a high in the low 90s.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Following the shooting death last month of black teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, the Department of Justice has decided to look closer at the mostly white police department. This civil rights probe is over and above the Michael Brown case.
This new investigation is on top of that. It's kind of a broader look. Say what's going on there in the police department as a whole and over time, and is there a systemic problem there that requires changes?
Correspondent Bob Orr says officials will look into department practices. They'll check any pattern of stopping and arresting citizens. They'll look at police training. Use of force will also be tracked.
This is the Justice Department putting down a marker saying we've got some serious questions here. We're going to take a deeper look, and if changes are necessary, the Justice Department will pull all the levers to require those changes be made.
The Justice Department has been active in recent years, opening more investigations into procedures at local police departments. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
74 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Everybody's been talking about form-based code. It's supposed to streamline the development approval process, and now we're about to get our first test. The town of Chapel Hill has received the first development application to build on property within the Ephesus Fordham District. Under the district's new rules, this project could actually get started in as little as a month and a half. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend runs it down.
Developers from East West Partners and Scott Murray Land Planning have filed an application with the town of Chapel Hill to build a six-story multi-use development on the site of the former Village Plaza Theater on South Elliott Road. The project, known as Village Plaza Apartments, would include approximately 266 apartments, 15,000 square feet of retail space, and a parking deck. It's the first application to build under the new form-based zoning the town council adopted for the FSS Fordham District in May. The code lays out the general parameters such as building height and parking requirements for each region. While the project requires review by town planners and the Community Design Commission, it does not need to come before the town council for final approval. If the application meets all the guidelines, it could be approved in 45 days. The Community Design Commission will meet September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to review the Village Plaza apartment application. The Town Council may choose to review the project after that, but council members won't be able to mandate any changes to the plan. For a link to the full application, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
After a short break this summer, the Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools Board of Education will resume meeting tonight to discuss plans to promote and enforce academic honesty throughout the school system. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
According to a report via Schools Superintendent Tom Forcella's office to the Board of Education, quote, the need for cultural change at the district's high schools is urgent and apparent. That conclusion is at least partly based on the findings of a committee formed last year to focus on academic integrity throughout the school system. The committee, which is co-chaired by an assistant principal from each high school, met frequently last year, and its work with concerned stakeholders to implement Strategy 3.4 is ongoing. Strategy 3.4 is part of the school system's long-range plan for 2013 to 2018, which is posted on the CHCCS website. The plan is separated into five goals, and Strategy 3.4 states that the school system should, quote, foster a renewed emphasis on academic and personal integrity. That item is listed under Goal 3, which reads, quote, the culture of CHCCS will be one that encourages innovation, risk-taking, excitement for learning, and personal growth in a trusting partnership with the community. The committee conducted 9 focus groups during the spring semester. The groups consisted of students, staff, and parents. They were asked 4 questions. What is an appropriate consequence for violating the honor code? What is the desired outcome for disciplinary consequences? In what ways do consequences lead to desired outcomes, and on what other aspects of the academic experience should integrity policies focus? Parents and educators offered a variety of answers to each question, and some key themes emerged. Academic integrity is an issue of culture as much as it is an issue of learning, according to teachers, who offered that breaches of academic integrity can be caused by many factors. They mentioned peer pressure, competitiveness, stress, and apathy, among others. They also said that policies should be clear and consistent throughout the school system. Some themes that emerged from parents who responded include the importance of communicating to students that cheating is, quote, not a winning solution to the academic rigors of high school, and that assignments should encourage critical thinking. In June of 2013, a student-led survey of juniors and seniors shed light on academic pressure in the district's high schools. Responders to that survey recommended dropping class ranking, holding students more accountable for online courses, and offering stress-reducing activities throughout the school day. Cheating at Chapel Hill High School made national news back in 2008. 4 students were suspended as a result of 2 cheating incidents. One involved the use of a master key that had apparently been passed down by graduating seniors for years for the purpose of secretly entering a teacher's office. Tonight's meeting of the Board of Education takes place at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center in Chapel Hill. You can find a link to tonight's meeting agenda for the Chapel Hill Carboro City Schools Board of Education, as well as other information mentioned in this story, on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Your Orange County Commissioners will get together again tonight after a break, and they will meet in Hillsborough's historic Whitted Building, which has been refurbished. They've made about $1.5 million worth of improvements to that building, and they will talk about voting on a resolution to approve the use of school facilities for public recreation. And they, to date, resolutions to make school facilities more available for public recreational use have already been adopted by governing bodies in Carboro, Hillsboro, and Chapel Hill, as well as the school boards for Orange County and Chapel Hill Carboro. Now, that commissioners meeting at the Whitted Building will take place at 7 o'clock. Some former UNC faculty members want to be more involved with decisions made at the university, and soon they may have an opportunity to do that. Professor Emeritus Andrew Doblestein is a member of the Retired Faculty Association, and they're creating the UNC Academy of Emeriti Scholars as well. First, he says, it's important to know where everyone stands.
We said, well, we don't know what, we have absolutely no idea about what retired faculty as a group or as many of the individuals are even thinking about.
Doblestein says the relationship between the university and its former faculty has been rather poor in the past.
Many retired faculty members have felt that they've been just sort of sent on their way without even a gold watch. This has, over the years, left some rather hard feelings with individual retired faculty and the university.
Doublestein does say that some efforts have been made to correct that situation.
Ron Strauss was designated to provide some connection between the university and a retired faculty member. And Ron has done really a very good job at trying to encourage the development of the Retired Faculty Association and its ability to provide services to retired faculty.
Now, the meeting, they're having a special meeting on at the Friday Center for Continuing Education, Tuesday, September 16th from noon to 3 p.m. Ron Strauss, that he mentioned, as well as Faculty Chair Bruce Cairns, are scheduled to attend. Doublestein says it's designed as an open meeting in order to give anyone who's interested the chance to express their concerns as well as their visions for moving forward. If you'd like more information about the Retired Faculty Association or the proposed Academy of Emeriti Scholars, you can find this story on our website. In fact, there is more to the story. You can get it there at chapelboro.com. A North Carolina missionary who survived Ebola says the hospital in Liberia, where she and other American aid workers fell sick, has been overwhelmed by a surge in patients and doesn't have enough hazard suits and supplies to keep doctors and nurses safe. Nancy Rideable and her husband David said on Wednesday that aid groups and other charities alone can't handle the outbreak that has claimed hundreds of lives already. They spoke in an interview with the Associated Press in Charlotte. The Rideables work for Charlotte-based SIM, a charity that runs a hospital in the Liberian capital of Monrovia. The Rideables say about 250 staffers at that hospital use thousands of disposable protective suits each week, but that's not enough to fully protect the doctors and nurses there. The Rideables say the latest American aid worker infected with Ebola, obstetrician Rick Sacra, wasn't even working in the hospital's Ebola unit when he was stricken. The Rideables say that shows just how critical protective gear is to containing this epidemic. WCHL News Time is 8:40. Melva Fager Oaken has today's commentary, and that's on the way next.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInEvents.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Melva Fager Oaken. Last week, we saw a firestorm around e-cigarettes. On the same day, the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, and American Heart Association all issued strong recommendations to reduce harm, especially for our youth. In North Carolina, we have seen a fivefold increase in use among teens over the past 2 years, which is greater than the national average. We are very concerned. Products featuring candy, cookie, and alcoholic beverage flavors are clearly targeting youth. The Centers for Disease Control report found that youth who use e-cigarettes are twice as likely to smoke a cigarette in the next year. These are not quit smoking tools for kids. They help start young people on a path to tobacco addiction. Meanwhile, the marketing of e-cigarettes is currently unregulated and seen at events popular with young people. I work as a senior advisor at Prevention Partners, where we create healthy places where people work, learn, and receive care. We have helped hundreds of CEOs set up tobacco-free workplace policies. We advise that businesses include e-cigarettes in those policies. We all need to keep educating ourselves about these products, who's using them, and how they impact health. For more information, please check out the website for Prevention Partners. We are hosting a national webinar on e-cigarettes with the latest information. Go to the events listing to learn more about e-cigarettes and the public health concerns. This is Melva Fager-Oken.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
The Kennedy Dental Group has a brand new location at 1721 East Franklin Street in the iconic WCHL building across from the Eastgate Shopping Center. With their spacious new offices, Drs. Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb are now happily accepting new patients at their convenient location with plenty of free parking. Whether a returning patient or looking for a new dentist, the Kennedy Dental Group is ready for you. Call 919-967-9291 for an appointment or go online at KennedyDentalGroup.com.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
The Chapel Hill-based Super Cooper Little Red Wagon Foundation's mission is to provide a home and support for families fighting childhood cancer in the WCHL viewing area. On September 20th, please join us in Southern Village Community for a 5K rock and run and family festival to support this great cause. There will be activities for all ages and interests, a 5K race, live music, food trucks, and games for all ages. Festivities start at 3 p.m. Find more information and register now at supercooperswagon.org. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Good morning. It is 8:46 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by UNC Athletics. Well, traffic beginning to settle down a little bit now. Some of the usual delays, particularly out on the Apex Highway, the 55 exit of I-40. It's been rather congested and slow around there this morning, but nothing really out of the ordinary. School buses are getting off the roads if they're not already, and things are beginning to settle down, as I mentioned. Anytime during the day, not just in the morning time, but anytime, you can call the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. That is our new Twitter handle, that is WCHL Chapelboro, and let us know what's going on. We'll pass along the word to everybody else. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Get a game day experience for nearly half price. Now, if you missed this first special offer, don't miss out on this one. Buy a Carolina football family pack, which includes four tickets, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $120. That's a $230 value, all for $120. Go to chapelboro.com, our website, and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack, and you can do it. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 75 degrees, warming up now, and we're going to go up to about 88 or 89 today, and that's probably it. Mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain continuing. Overnight low around 70. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Like the sound of that better. And high tomorrow, though, in the low 90s. So not going to be quite as hot today as it has been. And then tomorrow, it's going to warm right back up again. 848 at WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
And listen, WCHL's taking on San Diego State this Saturday night in Keenan Stadium. And the Tar Heels are 1-0 on this young season after the win over Liberty on this past Saturday. Of course, there were some very uncomfortable moments in the first half, in particular in that game against Liberty. But first game of the season, a success. We got a mark in the win column, and that is what is important. Everybody who's been around football for a while knows that the improvement between what happens the first week and the second game on the schedule is what's really important, because you find out a lot about your team in that first game, and then hopefully you learn from your mistakes before the second game. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Tar Heels coming up for this game. Game time is 8 o'clock. The entire game to be played under the lights at beautiful Keenan Stadium. Our coverage will begin at 5 o'clock with the exclusive UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Stanley Martin Homes. We'll be broadcasting live from the lawn of University United Methodist Church, downtown on East Franklin Street. And you know, that's where all the action is. I'm telling you, it was exciting this past week, and we hope you will join us for this week's coverage. Countdown to Kickoff is followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. And we'll run it all down for you, get you ready for the game. Then we'll join the network at 7 o'clock. And then they will get you ready from the stadium. Game time just a few minutes past 8, and we'll still be on the air with post-game coverage on WCHL with a program called On the Heels. That's how it works. We hope that you will be with us for our coverage of Carolina and San Diego State coming up this weekend.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Camille McGirt is co-founder of a great organization for girls called Healthy Girls Save the World. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Healthy Girls Save the World is a program that promotes healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy relationships for girls in 6th through 9th grade. And we have events at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill where we allow our girls to meet college athletes, engage in physical activity, and learn about respectful and positive relationships through our many lessons and activities that we have for our girls. And every year we have a summer experience, which is a week-long summer camp. Our girls get to come to campus, and they get to explore campus and be college athletes and go to the garden, cook, and participate in a lot of different activities that we have for them to learn about many different facets of health and wellness. And we hope that they will make healthy choices in their lives and continue to make healthy choices in our lives as they continue to grow older.
All you have to do is listen to Camille talk, and you know that she's really proud of her organization. And she knows how important it is to provide good female role models for young girls in grades 6 through 9.
We would really like to make sure that girls are definitely making healthy choices, and we really pride ourselves in exposing our girls to a lot of different sports, college athletes, and education. And we really hope that girls will retain the knowledge that we are giving them and use it in their daily lives. I would also like for the audience to know that we do have a website, healthygirlssavetheworld.org. We do have a lot of social media. Our Facebook page is Healthy Girls Save the World. Our Twitter is healthygirls_, and our Instagram is healthygirlssavetheworld_. And we would love it if they would follow us, like our pages, and really kind of become abreast to what we're doing, because we really are changing lives.
Her name is Camille McGirt, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hi, this is Jay Kreller, realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. This is the time of year when all thoughts turn to back to school. Even our housing market is school year driven, both because of our excellent school system and our university. But in and around Chapel Hill, houses sell year round, and sometimes fall is when the best deals are found. Our busy spring may have also had an impact on your current market value. So if you're thinking of buying, even casually, it's not a bad time to look. Or if you'd just like to know how this spring has affected your home's value, give me a call. This is Jay with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Celebrating our 10th anniversary, Home Watch Caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, founded with a single mission in mind to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind to families like yours and mine. Home Watch Caregivers provides hourly and 24-hour personal care, including transportation, nutritional meal preparation, light housekeeping, and more. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call at 960-6038. Home Watch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Well, it's going to be a rainy day. Maybe we have a 40% chance of showers late this afternoon. Kind of your typical summertime forecast. Our high temperature today, about 88 degrees, so not so bad, but might be a good idea to take along a jacket or raincoat or umbrella or something, because we might get a little sudden rain later in the day. You want to win something? How about Wayne's Word? Remember Wayne's Word this morning, Wayne's Word of the Day, at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? If you know the answers to those questions and you're the first to get in, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Your number to call right now is 919-929-WCHL. 919-929-WCHL, and get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
Got something you want to get off your chest about a local issue? Join the commentators on WCHL.
This huge development, more than twice the square feet of South Point, will add to our existing traffic all over town.
We oppose any kind of closure of any library in Orange County.
If you're an illegal resident on the run from the Mexican government, go to Chatham County.
The university should be curtailing its use of animals in experiments, not expanding it.
The county commissioners should open their search to include smaller sites.
I think it is time for public officials to mandate that hearing systems be standard equipment in every public building.
Nonprofits are at risk, and our community needs them more than ever.
Traveling I-40 will become a cakewalk compared to driving in Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill is a place where only the rich and the poor can live.
Chapel Hill has become a haven for retirees. It's all too frequently all about the money.
The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hello, all job seekers. This is Gilbert from the Employment Service. We are looking for applicants with experience in the following areas: purchasing and quality assurance. If you have that skill set, please contact me at the DWS office at 919-968-2031. Or you can email your resume to esc.jobs.chapelhill@nccommerce.com. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon.
afternoon with the WCHL Afternoon and Evening News. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Congratulations, Mark Bayless of Carrboro. We knew the word of the day. It is diminution, D-I-M-I-N-U-T-I-O-N. It means the act of diminishing something. Diminution, and that is our word of the day from Wayne Pond. And Mark will get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much. Wayne will have another word for you tomorrow morning at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off. Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and or anxiety reduction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Carolina moving quickly. Exact same play to Hollins. Bigger result this time. Hollins down the sideline for the touchdown. Read option. Williams keeps it and scores. Touchdown, Carolina.
WCHL presents Carolina Football. We bring you Carolina versus San Diego State this Saturday night at 8 in Kenyon Stadium.
Exclusive pregame coverage on WCHL begins with a UNC Healthcare countdown to kickoff. Presented by Stanley Martin Homes. Starting at 5, only on WCHL. 75 degrees right now, warming up quite a bit. Our high today about 88 or 89. Shouldn't be quite as hot as yesterday. Mostly cloudy today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Again, our high about 88 degrees. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. They are the fast food workers who've gone on strike again in cities around the country demanding a $15 minimum wage.
I don't want to live off the government. I want to be able to go to work just like everybody else and pay my bills.
I'm Heather Bosch in New York City. As a line of fast food workers marched up a sidewalk chanting, dozens of them moved into the street and sat down, momentarily blocking traffic in front of the McDonald's in Times Square. One by one, officers moved in, arresting the sitting protesters as the others chanted on.
Protest leaders said they planned acts of civil disobedience today because employers haven't been willing to talk about their demands. The industry says it can't afford to pay $15 an hour. A fresh reading on the economy shows that businesses added a healthy 204,000 jobs in August. It was the fifth consecutive month of solid gains. Economist Mark Zandi.
Job growth is broad-based across all industries, the only exception being the information industry. But other than that, we're getting job creation across the board.
302,000 workers filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. That was up a little, but still close to pre-recession levels. A federal investigation into the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teenager by a white policeman in Ferguson, Missouri, has been underway since last month. Now, the Justice Department is launching a broader probe of police behavior in that St. Louis suburb.
We're told this investigation will examine years of police stops, arrest patterns, and incidents involving the alleged use of excessive force by Ferguson officers.
CBS's Bob Orr. Well, order has been restored at the Nashville Detention Center, where a dozen teenage inmates attacked guards earlier today. It's the same jail where more than 30 teenagers escaped on Monday. Six still have not been found. NATO leaders meeting in Wales have identified the challenges they face in the Middle East and Ukraine. Coming up with solutions may be a lot harder.
NATO leaders call it a pivotal summit. They're grappling with the crisis in Ukraine and the growing Islamic State terror threat. In an ITV interview, British Prime Minister David Cameron said the world must do all it can
to squeeze this dreadful organization out of existence.
On the summit sidelines, President Obama's pushing his call for an international coalition to take on ISIS. The summit leaders are at the table now discussing another challenge, winding down NATO's combat mission in Afghanistan. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Cardiff, Wales.
Also underway is a meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Flash floods caused by monsoon rains have killed at least 65 people in the part of Kashmir that's controlled by India.